You lovers that have been false-hearted, pray listen to what I have penned, and then without fear a sorrowful tear down, down from your eyes it will send. To think of the torture and pain which injured lasses sustain, when once they discover a flattering lover, to kill them with darts of disdain. As by this new ditty the truth will appear, a seaman was cruel and false to his dear. The innocent maiden was merry, near at Cliff Cross she did dwell, whose treacherous love her ruin did prove. There's many that know it right well. He courted her every day, at length without longer delay. He told her his ruin and utter undoing would follow if she said him nay. Thus like to a saint he would often appear, and yet he was cruel and false to his dear. Poor Mary was loath to believe him, and therefore his suit she denied. Yet nevertheless he made his address, for nothing their hearts could divide. He swore by the powers above she should be his innocent dove. He never would leave her, but scorned to deceive her. No other he ever would love. So honest and loyal he seemed to appear, and yet he was cruel and false to his dear. She told him young men were deceitful and subject to flatter and lie. Whate'er they pretend, they're false in the end. But straightway he made this reply: thy beauty has conquered my heart, it bleeds with the wound of a dart. Then prithee, sweet jewel, no longer be cruel, from thee love I never will part. Thus faithful and loyal he seemed to appear, and yet he was cruel and false to his dear. Poor creature, at length she consented, and granted the seaman's request. Without more delay, appointing the day, they both should be equally blessed. So soon as her heart she resigned, he changed like the wavering wind. Her favors he slighted, thus was she requited. Oh, was he not more than unkind? Her company then he would never come near, but showed himself cruel and false to his dear. So soon as she found him deceitful, and that he was false to his vow, she bitterly cried and often replied, farewell, thou hast ruined me now. My heart being ready to break, no manner of rest can I take. Too soon I discover a false-hearted lover. Now I must die for thy sake. The arrows of Cupid are sharp and severe, since thou art deceitful and false to thy dear. Oh, why did he seek my destruction by treating of love in disguise? What reason had he to ruin me then with her watery eyes? She lay like a trembling saint and poured forth her dying complaint. Her violent favor near offered to leave her, till her vital spirits did faint. Then dying she cried, "Thou hast ruined me here. I shall pay for my love since I die for my dear."